Blog Talk Radio. already getting better.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows. My name is Mary House, and I am your host. Just one second. Someone is trying to call me while I'm on the phone. But anyway, let me get started. Well, I am Mary House, your host, and I'm so glad that you tune in tonight. And I hope that all is well with you. I was playing some music for a while because I was waiting for callers to start calling in. You guys came in late tonight, so I just kept playing music until I saw some numbers started coming in. But I hope that all is well with you. And the first thing that I want to talk about is our announcement, our anniversary, our 19-year anniversary, which is this coming Saturday, September the 17th, and it's at 10 a.m. It is our 19th year. I can't believe how time has flown. But God has been good, and he's been supplying our needs and being there for us. Because you know what? When God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. He doesn't just leave us there. So 19 years, he's been right by our side and guiding us and leading us and how we should embrace widows and others who have lost a special loved one. The theme of our anniversary this year is trust God in the middle of the storm. Yes, that's trusting him. Not at the very beginning. We got to still continue to trust him in the middle and also at the end of the journey as well. And let me tell you, storm is not always there. The storm, you know, just like the sun will shine. It can be just like in Atlanta. We have storms for about 15 minutes, and all of a sudden the sun starts shining again. So we must trust him through all of this. Trust him in the middle of the storm. And our scripture that goes with our theme is is Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge, and he is definitely our refuge. Just like I said, when he sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. He will be with you through this journey of grief. He will not leave you alone. He put resources and people and places to help you to get through this time in your life. And I know this time in your life can be very lonely, very depressing, frustrated, disbelief, just teary-eyed all the time because you can't seem to get through this time in your life. And it's okay. It's okay to cry. And one day those tears will dry up. So just know that we must trust him in all the different storms that is going on in our lives. And I'm sure in the last couple of years we have gone through the pandemic. Either we have had the COVID virus or we've had a family member to have the COVID. Some has not wasn't able to stay with us, and some of us have passed on. But God still has you here for a reason. You are here to encourage others and help others who are going through the struggle, which helps you. It strengthens you and comforts you knowing that you can help someone and be there for someone else. So there is a purpose in all of us. Going on regarding our anniversary, yes, we will have a speaker. We're going to have a short workshop, and we will have lunch in between. We will have dance solos and all of those different things. It's going to be a wonderful time. We always have a great time for our anniversary. But we're doing something a little bit simple this year. We're going to have it in the gym at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church on 1879 Glenwood Avenue. And we're having it casual because we're in a gym and we're not going to decorate a whole lot, but we're going to make you comfortable, and also it's going to be presentable. But we are not going to spend a lot of money and time in the decoration this year because we're going to go big on our 20th. We're going to really spend money and do things to celebrate that big occasion of 20 years. So come casual, be comfortable, and just knowing that, and then we will have lunch in the middle of our anniversary. It's going to be a box lunch. Our church is not ready to serve people yet openly, so we decided to have box lunch. It will be very tasty lunch there available for you, and that will be served at the middle of our anniversary. Let me see what else I need to mention. So come out, and our colors are always purple and silver. You don't have to wear purple and silver. Just come as you are, you know. Be comfortable, and you will just come and relax and help us to celebrate this 19-year anniversary, which is something else. I just can't believe that it's been has been that long since Sheila and I started this ministry. But I'm sure you're going to enjoy yourself, the good, the dance and the soloists and everything. You will really, and our speaker as well. So just come and enjoy yourself. Now, most of you have RSVP. If you are on a caller tonight and you are coming and you have not RSVP, I do need you to do that because we need to make sure that we're going to have enough boxed lunches to serve everyone. We don't want to have a whole lot of extra food there either. So please, if you intend to come, please let us know so we can count you in and making sure that you will get a boxed lunch. So make sure that you do that. That's very important. So that is all I have. Oh, one other thing, and I'm going to send a text out tomorrow. You must be masked up. This church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, is my home, church home. They require masks worn. So make sure that you wear your mask when you enter the church building. Now, we have two buildings. We have an old church building and we have a new one. We are going to be in the, as you come into the parking lot, it's going to be the first building. And once you come around, you'll see the glass doors and there will be a flyer. And that's the door that you'll be coming in. And it's, as soon as you walk into the glass area, it's straight ahead to the gym. So I think that's all you need to know right now, but make sure you bring your mask because it is required for us to do some social distancing and also wear your mask because we're still following the CDC guidelines because we have to wear a mask when we go to church every Sunday, and that is required by everyone. And that is all I have as far as the anniversary. So I'm looking forward to seeing each one of you there, but please RSVP because that's very important. So that's all I wanted to talk about as far as the anniversary. But I also want to talk about a topic that one of our ministers preached on the last Sunday in August. It's our children's youth pastor. And the message was for adults and young. But I wanted to share some of the things that she said because the workshop that we want to be doing is related to purpose, your purpose and your journey at this time in your life. There's a purpose for each one of us. God has given us a purpose. And some of us know our purpose and some of us do not know our purpose. And I wanted to pull some information from her message. And her name is Pastor Arthur. That's our youth and children pastor at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. The title of her message was, Are You Next in Line? Next in line. Are you next in line to do God's will? Doing God's purpose? God is looking for you, and you need to rise up and do what he has for you to do. And she talked about destiny. Destiny is when you find out what that assignment is and you do it. So once you know what your purpose in life, you've been given that nug, and you know that God is trying to push you to do something, that is your destiny. And you need to do it, not just keep thinking of, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm going to do it next month or whatever. You need to do it. Because guess what? We don't have a lot of time. You see how people are leaving this place, and we don't know what our time is. You know, before you felt comfortable, we had many, many years to live. We don't know that anymore. Tomorrow, you might not, I might be gone. I hope I'm not. I hope I'll be here some more years to come. But we do not know. So if you find out what your assignment is, do it. No matter what it takes, no matter the place or time, you know that God has put destiny in you, in each one of you. And some of you are sitting on your purpose and not doing anything about it. Just sitting there knowing that's what you need to do. But don't let rejection, and she was also talking to the younger kids as well, but this is for adults as well because we receive it. But don't let rejection keep you from getting to where God is calling you to be. You might have to climb those hard mountains of people trying to tease you and to to make you feel like you are not adequate. You are not capable. Don't let them discourage you. If you know that God is putting something in you to do his will, don't allow anyone to stop you. Just like this, like kids, you know, they going through peer pressure. And that also causes them not to do what they're supposed to do. They're being bullied. They're called names. And this will definitely tear you down when you have someone talking negative things. Sometimes it doesn't give you, they're not encouraging, what I wanted to say. They're not encouraging. They hear it and say, girl, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if you should do that. You know, that's a lot of work or whatever. No, if God has put that within you, he's going to make your work worth your while. He's going to help you. He's going to give you resources. He's going to give you everything that you need. And as I said at the very beginning, when God sent us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. And that's exactly what has happened with me. Sheila, God, he put Sheila and I together. I needed Sheila and Sheila needed me to put together this next chapter of Widow's Ministry. He didn't just throw me out there by myself because he knew I couldn't do all this by myself. Sheila has skills, and I was a testimony. I had to go to the test to tell the testimony, so you can feel that you're talking to someone and know what they're talking about. I lost my husband. I only had my husband for 6 years. So all of those things had left me with babies to take care of. So God needed someone to, and I questioned him. I said, why couldn't I have done this without my husband, leaving me, dying. But no, he needed a testimony. I think many of you have already told me, you know how I feel. So many people always say that still have a husband and everything, and even the ones that didn't have a husband, they don't know how you feel when you lost your loved one. They said, oh, I know how you feel. No, they don't know how you feel. But many of you have said, yes, Mary, you know how I feel because you have gone through it. So don't let anyone discourage you, but just knowing that God is not going to leave you alone. He's going to be right by your side and with this journey that he wants you to go on. And sometimes, you know, we don't like to hear this, but sometimes he takes away people out of our lives so we can do what he wants us to do. And on Saturday, we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a video. We're going to show a video. And you're going to see the purpose in this person's life and what happened. And really, it took a while for me to accept this, but I am overwhelmed by what I do each and every day with the widows ministry. I call you my widows. When I talk to people, my widows. I have taken on this task, and I will not let anyone stop me from doing what God wants me to do. I have people said, you stay busy. You are always doing something. But you know one thing? I enjoy every minute of my day because you know one thing? God has shown me that he is a way maker and he will never leave me nor forsake me. He has done just that. He's not left me and my kids alone. He's still taking care of my kids and my grandkids and myself, of course. But just knowing that, don't be afraid because God is going to be there with you. Let me move on to what Pastor Arthur said as well. And she said, this mountain is getting you to your mountaintop. That's God's glory. The more you climb, the harder the mountain, that's your journey. And that's God's journey. The higher you go and the more you will see the purpose in, and it's worthwhile climbing. When you climbing something, just like even in your house on a ladder, if you're climbing up on your ladder, you're climbing up there for a purpose. And once you fulfill that purpose, it was worthwhile going up on that ladder. So as you go up, you know you want to go up there to change that light bulb, or you want to clean that the light fixture or whatever. But that was a purpose, and you were able to take care of it. So just knowing that the higher you go, the purpose, it's going to be worthwhile climbing. Walk in your purpose. Stop wasting time because there is not much time. You know that. You know how people have left you and your family, how they have died and gone to be with the Lord. And you're still here, but you don't know how long are you going to be here. So you need to get a step in and do what God wants you to do. And he will not leave you. When God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. And that is in Exodus, the third chapter, the 12th verse. All through the Bible, you've seen where God has always been there for everyone that he's in that Bible. He's been there for them in some situation and allow them to get to do his will. It's not easy, but it's worthwhile. You know, I think sometimes it's tiring. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm talking to you guys at night, every Tuesday night. But you know one thing? It's gratifying. It's a blessing. God shows me his love every day. So this is my way showing my love back to him, doing his will, taking care of his widow. Honor widows that are widows indeed. And I'm trying to do my best. I might not do the perfect person do an excellent job, but I try my best. And I hope that you think so too. But just know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is there on that journey every step of the way. Let me see what else. And really, some of you are running out of time. You know what God had you had put in your mind to do, and you're still sitting on it. Oh, I'm going to do it next month. I'm going to do it tomorrow, or whatever the case may be. And you're still, you know, but don't be afraid. He's going to give you the resources and the people to connect you and help you to accomplish your goal. I have several widows that have gone through the next chapter. They have started ministries. Some of them are helping women through other emotional problems, not just grief. They have started helping them. We women have a lot of different problems because, you know, one thing we should be called the man of the house instead of the woman of the house. But they have started their ministry. Some have started widow's ministry. But God has put things in order for them and help and given them people to help them to continue to do what they're doing. And I hope that you will even now. One thing I also want to share as well. I'm going all over the place, but I'm talking as it comes to me. If you don't feel that you have a purpose in life, God hasn't shown it to you, maybe it's the next chapter for you to be a part of us, to help us to embrace the next widow and the next widow and the next widow and the next widow. Be there with us. As you go through your journey, you grab hold. You know, just like a relay. You know how they run and they pass that stick from one person to the other? That's what we're supposed to do. If you are going through something, you help somebody else, you feel better about yourself. So I want you, if you don't think you have a purpose in life as far as a ministry or whatever, take on the task of the next chapter of widows ministry. We have so many widows that are coming. In the last week, I've gotten 4 new widows that I'm already talking to. I need help with helping them. I need testimonies. We're going to start doing some testimonies again. We did a lot of it here in the at my home where we normally have our meeting. We haven't started it back yet because we want y'all to be very comfortable. But testimonies are the best thing. Sharing with someone else to let them know that you got through it and they're going to get through it too. They're going to cry sometimes and boo-boo cry sometimes. Feel depressed and lonely, but you want to get through this time in your life. And that's what you need to do. Reach back. Pick up that stick and help someone else. Help the next chapter help others who are coming. Embracing them, letting them know that it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this together. So at the anniversary, we're going to ask all of you to do something. I'm not going to tell you about it tonight. I want you to be there so you can hear it. There's something that we're getting ready to do for the next year, and we need all of your help to get that done. We can't keep helping. We want to expand our horizon. We want to do more for widows. We want to do things, but we have to get support and resources in order to do those things. So be there Saturday. And you'll hear we'll be getting ready to do something really big for next year, for our 20th year anniversary. My time is up, and stop waiting. Stop wasting time. The time is running out, so you need to do your will that God has shown you. If not, then tag along with the next chapter of the ministry. Help us accomplish those goals that we're doing. Like I said, 4 widows and in 1 week, I've gotten 4 new widows, and I've been talking with them. And they're just lost their husband in within the last 6 months or less. So they need encouragement. And if you can be that person to be there with us on this journey, we love to have you. So hope that I see all of you back on the air tonight. Be there at our 19-year anniversary, helping us to celebrate it and also find ways to be a bigger and better next chapter widows ministry to help us to their losses. And thank you so much for tuning in. And sorry for last week. Something happened. You know, we sometimes every now and then we have a technical difficulty. And that was one of the things. I thought that you guys heard me. I was just talking up a storm and didn't know that you guys were not hearing me. So I kept seeing people going on and off, but I'm sorry for that. Every now and then that happens. We have no control of that. But I did say, send an email to the company that we deal with the talk show. So thank you so much for your patience, and I am just can't wait to see you on Saturday. And be casual, and be blessed, and have a safe week, and in a few days, we'll see each other. Be blessed, and maybe some of you haven't met me yet. Well, you get to meet me, and I'll get to meet you. So that is all I have tonight. Just know that God loves you, and so do the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Good night, and I'm going to play. I am seeing what song I'm going to play tonight to end this. And thank you so much for tuning in. I am going to play There Is a God by Donnie McCarver.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says, there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
Raise your hands and put